Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for joining us with another live episode of Love and Life. I am your host, Raji Love. Yes, I am. And I am joined this morning by my lovely co-host, Miss Kiki. Good morning, Kiki.
Good morning, Raji Love.
How are you this morning?
I am wonderful this morning.
Well, amen to that and junk and stuff. Yeah. All righty then, and child, you ready to get some good topics and some stuff to talk about and all that kind of stuff so I can sip?
Yes.
Well, all right, honey, my cup is ready. Let the pouring begin.
All right. Hang on a second. Let me get to the tea. You went down quickly this morning, baby.
Yes, honey.
All right, I guess we'll start out with the hot tea. And then when it simmers
Duncan, look, America's running on Duncan, child. We running on some good tea this morning, so okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to start off with, y'all know I love to get my little reviews on the Real Housewives with ATL, but they ain't back, so I'm going to give y'all some steamy tea about them. How about that?
All right, and then. Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, Miss NeNe posted that she will not be back on the Real Housewives of Atlanta. We will have Kim Z and Sheree. Right.
Well,
Miss Kim Sosiak posted that Kim says she is not returning to the Real Housewives of Atlanta despite what NeNe has to say. NeNe's just upset that the Real Housewives of Atlanta has not contacted her. So she's trying to make a world of what is going on. However, Kim Sosiak was caught filming with all the ladies from the Real Housewives of Atlanta, in Atlanta.
Well, she lived in Atlanta.
Right, but she was caught filming with them, the Real Housewives of Atlanta, by two different sources. So I don't know if Kim Z is trying to keep it under wraps, and NeNe already sold it, or if Kim Z was just visiting, saying hi, and the camera caught her. I think it's more of what NeNe is saying, because NeNe usually don't cut it short and tells the truth, especially since Bravo has not contacted her to be back on the show.
Mm-hmm.
The next bit of tea is...
Now, wait a minute. Hold up. Wait a minute. Yeah, I mean, can I say something about it, you know?
Well, because I had some more housewife tea to give, but go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, child, I didn't want to lose my train of thought on that whole situation.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Because, see, now what I'm thinking, now you know what I always say when it comes to the Real Housewives, child, ain't nothing set in stone until it actually happens. And that's what, you know, at least especially since last season and how everything kept trying to come out about who was going to be doing what and who was going to be showing off and doing whatever. So it was like it was not truly set in stone, I think, until they actually literally started, you know, showing the show, and it was playing out in front of us as what they were deciding as it was happening. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So with this situation, and I'm like, yeah, I know NeNe normally puts some stuff out there, and she be on point for what's going on at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's still not for to say, well, who's going to actually be doing what until Bravo decides to do their final editing and cutting. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far as Kim and Sheree, well, Sheree was back on the show last season, so I'm like, okay, yeah, she was already on there, you know, at this point. So bringing her back, okay, whatever. But Kim, I'm like, she didn't really seem like it was something that she truly wanted to actually be doing again as far as doing the Housewives. Now, she already still have her own show. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm like, I truly would be surprised if that was truly the final decision as to what actually happens. Not because, you know, it's something that, you know, NeNe put out there, but no, it's just because of, you know, Kim already having her own show and already made it known how much she just didn't want to be a part of the Real Housewives, you know, franchise and stuff again, especially when I think what it is that it's not about her. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And I think that her ratings for Tardy for the Party
mm-hmm.
had dropped tremendously. And I think it's pretty much, you know, kind of running its course pretty much. She's not having no more children. She got all these kids. And then Corey has been cut from the Falcons.
Right.
So,
if you're going to call.
Whoever his name is.
Right.
Whatever.
I mean, you just call him. Thanks.
And so he's not playing right now. So, you know, she might have to get her money up. Let's just be real about it. She has expensive taste, and she was spending like crazy, and she has all those kids, and he's not working. I think she, you know, probably did decide to go to the Real Housewives of Atlanta. But I think it's too soon for Kim to actually say it because, you know, sometimes they wait all the way up to the cutting room floor, almost time for it to come out.
Exactly. To the right.
Yeah, which housewives they're keeping, which ones they're not, which scenes they're cutting, which scenes they're not. So at this time, she might still be in limbo on if she's going to actually be a housewife. However, Bravo has not said it, but a lot of other people have said it. They have seen her. She has been taping, but I guess she don't want to jinx it until it comes out.
I'm like, yeah, we'll still be looking and seeing and keeping up of one.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, but I'm like, for her to be, you know, filming with them, it wouldn't be nothing out of the ordinary considering. I mean, it is where she started, and I mean, she still lives here, so a lot of people are gonna still be there. So you know, it happens.
Well, if she was actually at dinner with one, and then she was having drinks with someone else, so.
Yeah, I mean, but that's what I'm saying. That's what they do. I mean, try to, if that's the case, Vivica Fox would be on the show, you know?
Well, no. Vivica did one scene, and she's not an actual housewife. And
she did a scene, but she was also at NeNe's wedding and other stuff. And the other people, I think, have actually met
her. Yeah, but that was more for, getting them ready for a big event. It wasn't like...
I know. I was just using that as an example. I'm not saying that, you know, it would be the case. I'm just saying people make appearances.
Who actually really hung out with Kim Zolciak except for NeNe Leakes?
Sheree and Kim, when they wasn't fighting, they were actually hanging out all the time.
That's the dynamic that Bravo is trying to bring back with them two.
When she was getting married and, you know, getting Croy, she was also hanging out with the married couples, too, whenever she could, with Phaedra and Apollo from time to time when they wasn't blowing up. And with Cynthia and Peter, it's like they were trying to, when she was on the show, she was trying to keep a dynamic going with them. You know what I'm saying? But then all of a sudden, it's just like she was just tired of it and over it. So she just stopped dealing with the show.
Because she kept lying, and they were tired of that.
Yeah. And Candy, of course, you know, that's her girl. So it's like, I mean,
Candy still is kind of bitter that she, you know, didn't give him the money.
Right. But I mean, yeah, but that's, again, that was during the course of the show. So I'm like, but, you know, who knows? Since then, they might have made menses and stuff and did whatever. But I'm just saying it's still not a far-fetched thing for her to be around any of the wives, considering that, you know, they did do the show together before. Plus, she still had remained, you know, friends with some of them, I'm going to say. But like I said, until it actually starts airing, I'm going to just wait and see, I guess. But.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think I had talked about the Candy Burris and Portia Williams fight. The Candy Burris and Portia Williams reportedly got into an altercation.
When did this happen?
Okay. While taping, Portia and Candy got into an altercation.
This season?
The season coming up. Here it goes. It says, we're in a few months out of the season premiere of The Real Housewives of Atlanta, but it sounds like we're in another another drama-filled season. According to reporters, Candy Burris and Portia Williams almost got into a fight. They almost got into a fight. They got into a verbal altercation, but almost into a physical fight.
Yes, indeed.
According to the blogger, Tamara, things almost got physical between Portia and Candy during the taping of The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Sources say the entire cast gathered for a roundtable dinner at a local restaurant in Atlanta. But things took a turn after Williams was asked by a few castmates how her anger management classes were going. The former Mrs. Cardell Stewart take classes after the physical altercation, according to Bravo, while filming. While details are not clear, Williams and Burris reportedly got into a spat over the subject matter.
How you Portia a fight over anger management class?
Right? Portia fled the restaurant as producers captured her running out into traffic and running back and forth across the street. Portia had a full meltdown while the rest of the cast watched through a window. This will most certainly appear on the camera. In answer to Candy's question, it doesn't seem like anger management is working for Portia. She continues with Bravo, my sources referred to the incident as bizarre and a nervous breakdown. In addition to what's being reported, our sources tell LoveScott.com the reason Candy was so heated in the first place was because Portia referred to her and the other girls as bitches within earshot. And you know Candy doesn't play those games.
Now, as far as that word goes, let me just take a little quick, you know, step to the side on this, you know.
Oh, hold on. Before you do that, let me tell you what Ricky Smiley and them said.
What Ricky and them
said? You know, Portia worked for Ricky Smiley.
Mm-hmm.
Ricky Smiley says he thinks it was all hyped up because Portia did flee the restaurant and walked out the door after the whole thing went down. But Portia, of course, did not have a breakdown. He said, a nervous breakdown might be a little stretch, but with NeNe and Kim not returning to the reality show, it is likely that the drama is being ramped up for Portia.
And that's a possibility. That's a possibility, too. So, yeah, I can see that. But to step aside on that B word, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
People cannot choose or should not choose, pick and choose when to be offended by that word. You know what I'm saying? Because if you're going to use it in some instances and then it's like all of a sudden, oh, now you're offended by it, it's like, bitch, please. You know what I'm saying? It's just a double standard. Not a double standard, but it's just stupid. It's just stupid.
It's a double-edged sword.
A double-edged sword. There we go. There we go. Because it's like if you use the word however you use it. I mean, now, I always say I don't get offended by what people say unless it's meant to be offensive. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
To call somebody a queen. You know what I'm saying? The word itself does not offend me. You know, but if you're trying to offend me by calling me that in an offensive way, A, I'm not a queen. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like your mama, you know, or your daddy, he a queen. You know what I'm saying? But when you start referring to people like, oh, these queens out here, honey, you know, it's like, okay, I don't take offense to that kind of stuff because it's, you say it, you know. If I don't say, I particularly don't say it because that's just not me to say it, you know. But people say it, and it's like, okay, and I know what they're talking about. I understand what it is they're referring to, but it's like, it is what it is. And when they tell you these bitches out here, Lord, now I don't generally just go around calling people bitches. But when we, you know, in a conversation, you might hear me be like, bitch, or. You know, it's like it's not an attack of some sort. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So I'm like, when people start saying like stuff in a general sense, oh, these bitches up in here getting on my nerves, kind of thing. Why you want to be offended by that? For real? For real?
Right.
You know, I'm like, it's not like somebody's just looking at you and be like, you just a straight up bitch. You know what I'm saying? And even if they did, if that's what you being at the time, that's what you being at the time. So don't get offended. Just be like, well, maybe I am being a bitch right now. You know, but I'm like, yeah, okay, I digress. Now, the rest of this tea. Girl, now, Portia, okay, yeah, you're supposed to be going through this anger management child, but you're still acting, you know.
Well, I'm like Gary T and Ricky Smiley when they say that they're going to use somebody for the drama.
Of course.
And I totally agree with them that they're going to hype up Portia's anger skills as the reasoning. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't condone violence unless necessary. But with the whole Kenya Moore thing, it was warranted.
Oh, sir.
And everybody had her back for it. With her assistant, with her running behind her and fighting the girl in the little alley place.
That was ridiculous.
That was her assistant, so you don't know what type of deep-rooted issues they already was going through. Yes, it happened to happen while Bravo was taping. I think Portia should have waited and confronted her during their business hours or pretty much just let her go. And she probably knows a lot about Portia and a lot of things because Portia, remember, always had her sister as her assistant. So when you try to start inviting friends to work with you and things like that, it's different. So for her, she was going through a transition of not having her ace right next door to her. So she brought in someone that she knew and that was a friend. But, you know, friends can get a little jealous when you Portia Williams. You know what I mean? I mean, they can do despiteful things because they want to be in her shoes. So you never know what her assistant actually did because this has not been her assistant for the last 4 years we have seen Portia. So you don't know, and the girl could have did some very foul thing, and Portia just couldn't hold it anymore. But I don't think that's – and I think that will happen with anyone, especially like Portia said, she has been knowing this girl for years, but this girl was not her assistant, so you don't know. When it comes to, you don't know if a business deal was getting sabotaged or anything. No one knows what the whole root of the behind the scenes with this girl actually happened. And also, it could be that she felt that way because her sister was always on top of any and everything that happened with Portia to make sure it ran correctly. And this girl might not be like that, and Portia probably didn't know how to take it. Or the girl used something very deeply, because when you start to put your hands on an assistant, it's because something really, really bad happened.
Well, that's like Naomi Campbell, that girl. Yeah, not always.
Well, see, Naomi was a little different. She had assistants after assistants after assistants.
And trying to fight as well as what I'm, from what I hear. But,
okay.
That's
well, Portia. And that's what I think they're trying to say about Portia, and I really don't see that because we saw her first assistant. We saw her sister. We saw that she had her best interest at hand. This assistant, we never saw what her motives were. And it could be that she was, you know, trying to become important and trying to sabotage. So, I mean, for them to say it was anger management because of that, I feel it's bull because some black women will make you want to snatch them.
That's the thing, though. I don't think it was just because of that particular situation. I mean, that's where I think they started kind of like trying to piece together.
Well, no, because when Bravo had, when they did the reunion and they all talked about her anger issues,
but that was one of the things that happened, but it was also the situation that she had with Cynthia. Exactly. And
I was just about to get to the Cynthia one too.
Yeah.
They used the two incidents that actually happened to say she was angry. If that's the case, send me the anger management classes. Because if somebody pissed me off, I'm going in.
And I would say this, because I'm like, now, it's one of those things to where it's like, when you see how different, how other people handle the situations and circumstances, because a lot of them have been in circumstances and situations to where things have gone way to the left and could have gotten a lot worse than what it truly actually did. Candy Burris being one of them, because we've seen her blow up on people when it comes to it, where she had never actually got to the point to where she had actually fought somebody. It was almost at that point where she was about to go ham on Mallory, Cynthia's sister, baby. I believe if Candy would have been close enough to Mallory, she would have snatched her. But people were able to keep her separated, even though she was still high at a 10 as anger goes, but people were still able to keep her separated. Portia was like, in situations to where it's like, now, the one thing I said, now, yeah, Kenya Moore, to me, deserved to get drugged the way that she was provoking her, because it was happening right there in the presence, on the, you know, at the reunion while they're filming it, and she was doing it intentionally. So I'm like, yeah, to snatch and pull that head down, honey, yeah, I don't blame her for that. I mean, I'm like, you know what? It would piss me off. I mean, a lot of people might have been able to try their best to ignore it, but when somebody's in your face doing stuff like that, that close to you, I can't blame her for that. But the situation with the assistant, they showed the clips as Portia's basically running out behind the person that's trying to leave a situation, chasing the girl down to fight her and doing all this other kind of stuff.
Because you don't know if that, this is Portia's life.
Listen, wait, let me say this. Let me say this. Hold on. I understand we may not know all of the true background as to what happened and who did what, because they didn't show everything. They just showed the part of where Portia was trying to go. And I know that that's another editing thing, but even though they didn't even show that during the show, they showed that during the reunion when they were talking about it. But my thing is, it's like, okay, is a point to where I'm not going to say you basically are just an angry, bitter person or whatnot because you have a couple of episodes. But I think from Portia's end of all of that, at least that portion dealing with that assistant and how she handled the situation with Cynthia, it's situations to where you literally can let it go and walk away from it and let it diffuse before trying to really engage people with it, because you know when you're already at a certain point, and even if as you're saying it, you're at that point, then you need to know how to not continue to engage in that kind of stuff. I'm not saying that personally that she just needs anger management because she's just an angry person all the time and da-da-da-da, whatever. No. But like Nene was trying to tell her, it's like, girl, you doing all of this stuff and you got to keep it in mind that you are being filmed. And people can, you know, put all of this out and put a spin on it and make it seem like it's a lot more than what it is because it's on film. So if you just keep that in mind, then you may be okay. But it's like Portia don't know how to control that sometimes, because she still gets carried away with what's going on in the moment. And to me, that's what her issue is. It's not that she really has an anger problem, because she's a sweet person, as we see on the show. You know what I'm saying? She just needs to really, truly be mindful as to what it is that she's doing when all of this kind of stuff is happening and take a better control of it. Because with that Cynthia situation, you went and sat literally directly in front of this girl that you are already seeing that she's not trying to hear you. And you already know
okay,
that you
let, me, let, me, let me speak on that one, because I was going to speak on that one.
Yeah.
Okay. If you could tell, and a commentator did a review on that episode, and they said the episode seemed like it was getting really boring, and they said pretty much a producer probably went to kick the girl named Kenya Moore and told her to kind of spice up the show a little bit.
I don't think so. I think that Kenya's hand, you know.
And listen what they said. And it makes a whole hell of a lot of sense. Because, remember, they were all standing around, and Portia made the thing about, she said the word bitch or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and Cynthia blew up. But in actuality, usually it would have been Kenya, because it was actually going toward all the girls. And usually Kenya would take offense to that, and they trying to say that Cynthia was kind of drunk or whatever. What else?
Mm-hmm.
When Portia approached Cynthia, Cynthia was, like she said, she was feeling like she was being attacked. But she was more of the aggressor because Portia was trying to explain.
Mm-hmm.
And when Cynthia hit her first, so if you have anger management issues, you're going to come and attack first.
But actually, let us look at the situation now, child. It was a situation where, like I said, when Portia sat down, she sat down literally right in front of her. And Portia started doing the hand thing. So to say that Cynthia hit her first, true enough, but Portia was right in her face when she was actually
talking to her.
I know. I understand that. But that's what I'm saying. So it's like for what they call a hit. It was her basically hitting her hand out of her face. I don't consider that a hit. I feel a hit is like a slap or a punch. That's a hit to me. Somebody swatting away my hand because I'm in their face is not really a hit. But it's still that situation, like I said, it's just with the situation that you're in because you're already at that point. You know what I'm saying? Now, again, with everybody always saying what the producers are doing, because whatever it is that they want to consider to be, quote, unquote, boring, I'm like, whatever the case is. If that's the case, then people are playing their roles, and then it should not be made to be more for each other, should I say, than what it actually is, and then make it look, it seem, you know, make it what it is. I'm like, I've never seen that Real Housewives have to ever of Atlanta, should I say, have to ever really put on some pretend bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think Real Housewives of Atlanta was losing its
When NeNe had to step out of the scene, yes. Go on and say it. I understand. I agree.
And NeNe was not there the first half of the season. I think they were trying to get it where some drama was prevailing. Because remember, the only drama that was really going on was with a girl who wasn't a housewife against Kenya that was on the boat, and Kenya went to put her off the boat.
And
but she didn't make
it. In Florida with her, with Tammy's nephew and all of that other stuff.
Right, but it wasn't people that was actually housewives.
They were pretending.
They were right, but they wasn't. And to make the show about your housewives,
but
you have to have drama.
But that would have been the thing, though, because if they had actually, because that was the purpose of why those girls were there. They were kind of like
intended
to be housewives.
But they wasn't housewives material. So when you're cutting and you're editing, you have to have, because you're not going to talk about the other person.
They weren't actual housewives, but they were still at least at this part of what was actually being happening, because you're still seeing them throughout that whole time interacting with people. So they were still made to be a part of what was going on, but they were just not the main characters, or should I say, of those particular things. It was just other stuff that they happened to be a part of they were filming that they still just decided to keep in there, so they still had to let these people still be seen. And to me, it was still enough, like I said, it's just far-fetched to say that Atlanta really has to stage drama. You know what I'm saying? It's like that ain't never been a case before.
Well, if you like Gary T and Ricky Smiley said, if you have to make it like Portia's having a nervous breakdown, psychotic, to put it off on Portia to brief up the drama, then if you can go that low to do that, because this girl is a professional.
Mm-hmm.
And luckily her boss saw what Robert was trying to do.
But you got to still...
Because that can actually...
But Bravo was not the one that actually said all of that. You have other people that's actually seeing these things.
No. What they're saying is it made it look like...
They made it
cutting and editing.
What was happening.
Right, but if you're... Okay, if you're a professional...
Yeah.
Okay, and she's in all different type of things, and she could be called to be a... commentator or whatever, she's working with Ricky Smiley. Ricky Smiley could have looked at the show
And had fun
and said, oh, my God,
Portia's
really cracking up. And that's just a snippet of her life. You know what I mean?
Right.
But to actually be there to see that how they cut and edit it to make it seem like, okay, she's crazy, it makes me believe what they say. If you're trying to hype up the show, then you've been trying to hype up the show. And obviously, y'all, if it's that hard for you to get Real Housewives of Atlanta to the drama-filled thing that you need, and you need to go back and call Nene.
That's what I guess I'm saying too. When everybody keeps saying that it's Bravo doing this and trying to do that, Bravo ain't did anything yet but film. All they did was film what happened. You got other people that's chiming in to saying that, well, Portia had a breakdown or a meltdown in the middle of the street. That's coming from the filming people that they're seeing and witnessing the stuff that's happening. That's not coming from the Bravo producers. That's not coming from the Bravo show. That's what other people are tweeting and saying that was actually happening. That's not Bravo saying that. That's other people saying it. We don't know what actually happened until Bravo put it on the TV. That's my thing. So during the whole process of whatever, however much they show of it, however they cut it, we're going to see it play out on TV. They're going to be at a reunion to say what actually caused it if they don't show what actually caused it. And you got other, like I said, and you got the other housewives chiming in sometimes during this process to say, this is what actually happened. Portia had a breakdown. Portia did this. She went off. And, you know, that's other people saying these things. It's not Bravo saying it. Because Bravo ain't going to say nothing about what actually happened until they start actually promoting for the season comeback. You know what I'm saying? So to me,
they're not saying Bravo said anything. They're saying what Bravo said.
No, I know, but I was about to say.
And a cutting and an editing.
This is what I'm about to say about it, though. Other than them saying, I'm saying, they're saying that Bravo is hyping this stuff up. And my thing is, it's like, Bravo is only filming right now. So how, they keep making it seem like they're choreographing or they're constructing stuff to actually happen with these shows. And that's why I keep saying, Atlanta, when you see any show in Atlanta that has anything to do with a bunch of black women in reality, where do they ever have to force something to be drama if there's going to be drama? Let's look at Married to Medicine, for instance. That's filmed in Atlanta, and you have all these black women in medical profession of all places. You can't get no more professional than that as far as the look, what I'm saying. But they have drama on top of drama on top of drama without even having to be forced and edited and all that other kind of stuff. But every time some stuff like this happens, people want to make it seem like, oh, it's Bravo producers trying to create this.
We got to say this with Married to Medicine. Mm. All the wives are not doctors.
No, they're not.
So a lot of the mess happens by the women that are not physicians. So.
But at the same time, they are still married to these physicians, and those husbands are still just as integral to the show a lot of times as the wives are because it's their business. You know what I'm saying? So it's still something that the wives, being even though they're not the actual, you know, doctors, but they still have some stuff going on themselves. But they still have that certain level of decorum to keep as far as trying to keep a professionalism about them. They don't want to be out there just known as this crazy, cracked up bitch. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time.
Well, they have fights on there, too, and all that.
Right. But I'm saying, but everything that goes on, it still happening by itself. It's not being forced. It's not being discussed, oh, this is how we're going to do this. We're going to set this up and make it seem like this is going to. That's what they keep making it seem like Bravo keeps doing with these shows to me. And it's like, I don't understand where that would ever be the case, especially, like I said, in Atlanta. Any place that you see any show on TV that's reality in Atlanta, you see a lot of drama going on. And I believe it's all happening because of the people that's doing it, whatever the drama is. But at the same time, if it's on TV, yeah, they're going to cut and edit things to be in a certain way because they do want ratings. They do want people to watch. But the scenarios that happen because of what the people that's on being filmed are doing. So if Portia was in this restaurant, had this big old episode, however the episode unfolded, you got other people outside of Bravo saying that Portia had a breakdown and doing whatever. But what is it that Bravo made happen that made Portia run out of the restaurant, that made Portia, if she did decide to just start crying and doing whatever, Bravo ain't said anything about it. You got other people saying that Portia was having a breakdown, but Bravo is filming it. So what is it that they're doing to make it happen is what I'm saying. It's like they're filming this, and it's going to be shown whatever happened. And if what they show is not actually what happened, however the hell they're going to do that movie magic, they got a reunion show to where Portia can talk about it. They got a lot of different avenues. Even they got their own blogs that they can still talk about what's being shown. That is not exactly how that happened. That's not the way. It's so many different things that they can do to say that if it was true or not or whatever. But my thing is, Bravo can only post and cut and edit what's being filmed. And if that's what she did, it's what she did. To say all of that, my whole thing is with Portia, like I was trying to say beforehand, is that being mindful of how you react to stuff can definitely go a longer way for her if she basically starts realizing where things are going and how it can be perceived. It ain't necessary to say that this is exactly what you actually were going through at the time, but it can definitely be perceived that way because of how, like they say, if the editing floor hits whatever, this is how they put it together. So if you don't want to be seen as such, you can control that by not reacting to things as you do. And that's where I think her bigger problem is, because she just loses sight of the fact that she is on camera. So when they show you running behind somebody to start swinging on them, you know, that's being taped. When they see you running out of a restaurant into the middle of the street doing whatever, it's on tape. It's all about how you present yourself. It's not about what the end result going to be, because they can only put together what you give them. But how you control it is what that's what I think her problem is. It's not anger to me. That's what I'm saying. Because, yes, we all get angry. And, again, like I said, because Candy, yeah, you can set her fuse, child. It's not too long when you get into that point. And you hit that button, baby, she can blow up and blow out. But she still ain't put her hand on nobody. As a matter of fact, the closest I think, the two times she's came close to doing that was when she first got into that little heated thing with NeNe and then with Mallory. But neither time did she ever actually hit somebody. She came closer to beating the shit out of Mallory, though, but they got in between her to keep her from doing that. And she was able to be stopped from doing that. Portia was not even able to be stopped. They kept trying to stop her from running behind that girl, but she still broke away to run in the chase of some old. I'm like, think about what you're doing. Candy is like, she's still on 10, but yet she see they trying to keep her from stopping that shit from getting worse. So she went into another part of the room. She was still fuming. She was still angry and cussing. But, yeah, she ain't hit nobody. You know, I'm like, it's going to happen. You can find that stuff to say that, yeah, we can put this together, and it's the drama that actually happened. But then you still realize, yeah, they're filming me. I don't want them to film me beating the shit out of somebody and putting that on TV. So let me not do that. You know what I'm saying? Portia don't know that.
Well, but her and her assistant was not on the show. Portia was at an event. Her assistant came to the event. Something transpired. We do not know what.
Mm-hmm.
And all they thought was Portia chasing her out.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. not knowing the girl could have stole money before, she could have set Portia up for the okie doke, anything. And you see Portia chasing her. And the narrative, Portia pretty much beat the crap out of the girl.
Yes.
Again, that has nothing to do with their show. They don't know the background information of this young lady. It wasn't her sister, who had always been her assistant.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, anger management, again, is a stretch. Portia being angry. Portia is always Portia, Portia, Portia. I think it's all full of shit. Speaking of drama, and we're going to leave Portia and them right there and try to do the reviews when the Real Housewives of Atlanta come back on, because I just think they're tricking on my girl, and I don't appreciate it. Okay, a couple of weeks ago, I told y'all about the Monica and Brandy little child buy scenario thing. Well, Monica went on the Real House, went on the Real to explain herself.
Okay, I had to laugh at that.
Woo, okay.
Absolutely.
I am not bothered at all. This is what I always say, honestly. The old me and the new me are two different things. This journey of self-progression and self-love and empowerment that I am on. I can't go backwards. I think that was just a test from God for me. And I've always thought that she was one of the most legendary people that was one of the most that had one of the most amazing voices, and her runs are real. I'm not bothered at all. This is what I always say, honestly. I think that some of it's been blown out of proportion to a degree. Nobody can stop it or stand in my way, so I wasn't bothered at all.
All right.
I asked if she'll work with Brandy again. And she said, I will work with her again because, I mean, it's never been an easy situation. But the reason I would do it is because we are from a special elite group.
Mm-hmm.
The group consists of Aaliyah, myself, Brandy. So that was a special time in a lot of people's lives.
Yeah, man.
We did our own thing and we made our own mark. And the truth and reality is that only Grammy either of us has is together. So that to me says something special. So yes, absolutely, I'll work with her again.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the drama with Brandy and Monica.
And they both mothers. I mean, you know, it is what it is.
Right.
I'm like, yeah, I mean, since the boy was hers or his or whoever's child, it's like, yeah, they had the issue. But it's like, I think that was more of an industry thing that they kept trying to pin things together against them. But
mm-hmm.
reality TV and the music industry, yeah, two different kind of vibes. So that's the way that they can truly try to do all of that stuff by hyping, because we've seen feuds and beefs and all that. I mean, I never even heard the words beef used between anybody famous until it became a musical industry thing where, oh, this person got an issue with that person or that person got an issue with this person. I'm like, really, people? Why? Do they even know each other? You know what I'm saying? Have they even met person to person? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So it's like, yeah, that's the hype that people do in the media, definitely. But, you know, Real Housewives, that kind of stuff, like I said, however they put it out there, you can say whatever happened until it actually is getting shown. And then we see what we see. You know, it's like whatever they have on tape is what they have on tape. If we see somebody fighting, we see them fighting. We may not always know why they're fighting, but we see that they are at least fighting. And then they have the opportunity to say from their perspective what the hell was going on. They can do that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I wait for people to try to clear up what all happened. We got to see it first, and then they can talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyhow, that leads us to saying that, you know what, join us again next week. Hopefully on the next Saturday and Sunday, y'all will be listening. 9 a.m. my time, 8 a.m. y'all time. Mm-hmm. That's how we do it, y'all. That is just how we do it. Myself, Mr. Roger Love Bryant, like us on Facebook. You can like Miss Kim.